Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 249 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 30th of November, St Andrew's Day, 2025. Patron saint of Scotland is St Andrew the Apostle, who died on an X-shaped cross, hence the saltire is the national flag. All today's dances are for St Andrew, or St Andrews, the town on the east coast of Scotland, where the RSCDS hold their annual summer school. It is often difficult to tell in a dance title whether an apostrophe has been dropped, lost, or misplaced anyway. St Andrew's Day, from RSCDS Book 24, is an 8x32 bar rail. Ones followed by twos, cast on own side below threes, meet and lead up. Ones cast and pass left shoulder to face first corners, whilst twos finish at the top. Ones dance what is actually the track of a reel of four on the first corner diagonal, and then on the second. Corners stand still throughout, finishing back to back in the centre, facing opposite sides. Three-hand circles on the sides for four bars, then dance double triangle for four bars to finish on own sides. Muriel Johnston and her band recorded a CD and cassette for the RSCDS in 1998. Johnston's band played Vale of Leven, Cloudy Morning by Colin Finlayson, Frank and Maureen Robb by David Cunningham Sr. and Jack Delaney by Ian Peterson for St Andrew's Day. Another St Andrew's Day dance is the two-couple 40-bar jig by Cynthia Hines of South Africa. Ones and twos change places, with ones dancing out and down as the twos come in and up, flowing into right-hand's cross, and then set and turn about into a left-hand cross. Ones then casting up and crossing to face the opposite twos in a line of four across. Ones and twos set, turn right hand, then ones set to each other and half turn left hand to face their own gender. Ones and twos set and turn right hand, then ones set and turn left hand into position for a two-couple allemande. As a two-couple dance, I thought we'd just have it six times through, and this recording is for a dance called Chasing the Elf. That's next month. By Kana Otake and Akiko Kasama from Happy Tartan. Thank you. Chasing an Elk is by Kana Otake, The Cobbler is traditional, and The Idle Road is by Edward Cronin. Now a medley, the Saltire Medley by Derek Haynes. The six dancers in a square with four ladies on the corners and two men back to back in the centre facing up and down. The men then dance as dancing people in 3x16 bar phrases, Hazel Tree Corners, Corner Chain and Mari's Wedding Reels. The whole thing is repeated with the final reels being puffin reels, i.e. men dance the same track as before with left shoulder pass in the centre, while all four ladies dance double diagonal reels twice. Appropriately, the only recording is on Reel of the Puffins CD by Jim Lindsay and his band. Jim Lindsay and his band played The Centenary Jewel by Phil Cunningham and Sandy's New Chanter by Tom Junior McAllister. St Andrew's, no apostrophe, Gardens was devised by Betty Grant in 1986 and published by the RSCDS in Book 35 2 years later. The dance is a jig and begins with a progressive formation given the name of On Rond, whereby ones change places with twos left hand on the sides, set to partners and circle round to the right. Ones dance an exaggerated cast to their left to face first corners, then turn them right and set in lines across. Repeat to dance the same with second corners. Twos, ones and threes advance and retire, then ones half turn two hands and retire to own sides. Neil Copland's band recorded the RSCDS CD. Day of Killingworth's Favourite by Abraham McIntosh, and the other three tunes were by Robert McIntosh, Major Alvis Reel, Miss Anne Munro, and Lord Drigcorn's Reel, played by Neil Copland and his band. Our first draft bay today, and we only have three and no eight times through, Annie Smith will be pleased to hear, is the Saltire Strass Bay by Barbara Anglin in book 45. This four-couple dance is in a long-wise set, but is a little different from standard. George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD for RSCDS book 45. George Meikle wrote the lead tune, Blink Bonnie, for the Saltire Strass Bay, and then paired it with two by Charlie Sherritt, the Kindy Burn, and Lady Lee Hill. Our next reel was written as a teaching dance for double triangles. St. Andrew's Flag by Sheila Gradon is therefore simple. Ones and twos circle round and back. Ones set and cast two places, dancing up to back for double triangles. Twos and ones, rights and lefts. No recording, so I've chosen The Haggis, played by James Coutts and his band. James Coote's band played 8 traditional tunes. Duncan Gray, There Was a Lad, The White Cockard, Polly Stewart, This Is No My Ain Lassie, Happy Friendship, Willie Brewed a Peck of Malt, and My Love She's But a Lassie Yet. St Andrew's jig for four couples in a long wife set is by Jenny Bradley from Nottingham. I had the recording made many years later by Jim Lindsay on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1 to incorporate the tune The European, written for the dance by Tony Payne. Jim Lindsay and his band played The European by Tony Payne, Road to Banff by Malcolm Reeval, Anne Lan McKinney by Liz Carroll, and In the Gun Room by Ian Hardy for St Andrew's Jig. St Andrew's Cross is a 32-bar strathspey for 5 persons in a domino 5 formation. Number 5 in the middle is the leading dancer, and they begin by dancing a figure of 8 around the 2 dancers to their left as they face up. Then there are 8 bars involving turning and setting on the first corner diagonal. Second 16 bars effect a progression and includes 8 bars of setting for the lead dancer, Glasgow Highlanders suggested. As I looked for a suitable 5x32 strathspey, I discovered this old recording for Glasgow Highlanders on an EP by Jimmy Blair and his band. Thank you. That was Jimmy Blair and his band, pre-1959. I don't have the tunes listed for that recording, but hearing it brought back memories for some, I should think. Now, much more up to date with Roy Goldring's The Saltire Society Reel, published by the RSCDS as a leaflet dance, with its own tune by Bill Clement. This recording is by the Pinewoods Musicians in 2010. Saltire Society Reel by Bill Clement, Piper Doon is traditional, Willie's Brogues by Angus Laurie, and The Piper's Cave by James Sutherland. Now a Wee Jig, St. Andrew Salute, by Diana Hanks and Ken Phipps, devised in 2011 for a St. Andrew Society Burns Dinner demonstration when only 6 people were available. One's crossed down into reflection reels on the sides, one's half turned the twos into double triangles, and finished facing third corner. Half diagonal reel of 4 on the first diagonal and then on the second. Or chase halfway, and once turn the threes 1.5 to change places. This is a generic set from the latest RSCDS Book 54 CD by Neil Galloway's Scottish Dance Band. Galloway played Buttermilk Mary, My Dungannon Sweetheart by Graham Townsend, and Miss Isaac Forsyth Eldin by William Marshall. Alastras Bay is the patron saint by John Drury from 1996, which is inscribed for Andrew Scott of Vancouver and his father Simon Scott. An interesting saltire in the centre, which I would have to see to fully explain, involving Highland Shottish and a change of direction as you change feet. Then a reel of 4 up and down the middle, and 3/4 double figures of 8 at either end. Another generic track here, this time from Sound Company. Thank you. Sound Company played The Scottish Snap by Murdoch Henderson, Miss Betsy Robertson, Bonnie Lossie by James Scott Skinner, and Miss Fiona Mitchell by Bobby Crowe. And our final dance is Merry St. Andrews by Chris Ronald. Slightly stretching the link, it is a Scottish version of an English folk formation called the Merry Andrew, which is a name for a clown or entertainer's assistant. Chris's dance is an 8x40-bar jig, ends with a circle, and was published by me in the Sunday Class Dance Book 2. So the recording is by Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band. Marion and her band played Pat Cushney's Fancy by Sir Jimmy Shand, Pets Galore by Frank Thompson, Unst, and then The McLeods of Mishnish by Ian Holmes. We are playing out today with Kenny Jameson of Shehallion with Scotland Forever, because I just love his voice. More next week. Bye!
Is a flag that is given.